This is my youngest daughter. Her name is Louisa Faustina. I call her Louie Balouie because she was named after St. Louis de Montfort, and she's got blue eyes. In this video, we are going to discuss baby names. Before we get into our topic, I want to be very clear. I'm not intending to insult anybody's choices or your name. I know you didn't choose your own name, so I don't want you to feel bad if you're named after an object or after some celebrity. If you're named Crystal or Ruby or Jade or Sapphire or Diamond or even Silk, I'm not here to say that your name is bad. We can't control what we've been named. But we have to admit that names are very important. We go by our name every single day. We see from Scripture that a lot of times the Lord would reveal what this person's name meant, and it had to do with their mission and their purpose. I know myself, when I was growing up, I was very interested in what the meaning of my name was, because I was trying to figure out what's my purpose in life. And I have to admit, and you can probably see, my name is Gabriel, and I like to give messages. I love Mary so very much. I'm very committed to Mary. Now, we live in dark times. We cannot deny this. We live in times where we have instant communication, yet at the same time, many people feel isolated. They feel alone. We live at a time where we have so many celebrities, yet so few actual role models. But God has an answer for all of this. God has desired and planned that saints be our friends, that we're never alone. We can always go to our guardian angel. We can always go to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We can always go to the saints. The saints can also be our role models. We can look to their lives. We can be inspired by them. The saints pray for us. They intercede for us. We don't realize how many graces we receive, what difference that the saints make in our lives. And there is no greater way to honor a saint than to name your child after a saint. And there are many benefits to doing this. Obviously, if I were to name a child, let's say I named my child Gemma or Therese, or Gemma Therese, because that's one of the names of my daughters, and I named her after Saint Gemma, I can assure you that Saint Gemma is going to be very honored. I can assure you that Saint Gemma is praying for Gemma all the time. And Gemma and Therese, Saint Therese, her middle name, will be a great role model for my daughter. And when my daughter's contemplating the meaning of her life, she's gonna wonder, why did my dad and my mom name me after Gemma? And she'll look at the life of Saint Gemma. She'll see how beautiful, how holy, how devoted, how fulfilled Saint Gemma was. And she will say, maybe I should look at this. Maybe I should listen to this. Also, the saints have writings. I like to name children. My children, I've only got three. I like to name children with saints that they can read about and saints that they can read their writings. So in the case of Saint Louis de Montfort, I love his writings. I love his Marian spirituality. So I named my daughter Louisa. So it doesn't always need to be, I named my daughter Louis. No, you can have a derivative. Instead of Mary, you can use Miriam, but make it clear to your child that I named you after, in this case, Saint Louis de Montfort, because I love his Marian spirituality. When you grow up, I want you to read the writings of Saint Louis de Montfort, and I want his writings to play an intimate part in your spiritual life. I named your middle name Faustina so that one day you can read about Saint Faustina. You can read her diary. Oh, how beautiful that will be. Also, there are opportunities for evangelization. My son, Joseph Athanasius, I hope one day that he'd be as just, as pure, as loving, as courageous as Saint Joseph. And if he wanted to evangelize, and he's talking to a non-Catholic Christian, and he shares with them, oh, what's your name? Oh, my name's Joseph Athanasius. Oh, Athanasius, that's a strange name. Where did that come from? What does that mean? See, we're always questioning why. And Joseph says, I bet you didn't realize that the church existed long before the Protestant Reformation. In fact, Saint Athanasius is responsible for defending Christianity. There was this guy named Arius in the Arian heresy. Okay, so there's an opportunity for evangelization, for sharing the Catholic faith when you have a Catholic name. Also, maybe one day, I don't know what God's will is for him, maybe one day he's a bishop or a priest, and he's tempted to give in to the modern philosophies of relativism, and he's tempted, and he says, no, I must be like Saint Athanasius. I must be fervent. I must be strong. I must stand up for the truth. These are the kind of heroes we need. These are the kind of role models we need. These are the individuals that are so close to us, we don't realize how intimately close they are. They want to be our friends. It is God's will that they are in a relationship with us. Now, I know that many of you might even have children and you've named them something random just because you like the way it sounds. Is it too late? No, it's not too late. What can you do in that case? You can teach your children about saints. You can say, hey, I named you after the king of Wakanda who's from Africa. Let me teach you about this African saint. So you get the point. So you can still emphasize the relationship with a particular saint. You can still have them pray and teach them about a particular saint. Also, now, what if you have named your child, for example, you named him something common like John, but you did not have the intention saying, oh, I just named you John, but I did not think of the saint. All right, well, maybe you should say, hey, let's research St. John Vianney. Hey, let's have a devotion to St. John the Baptist. It's not too late for that. Maybe you have been named and you have a common name like Anne, and you don't have a devotion to St. Anne, really. You've never even thought about it because it's your middle name. Even if you just have a middle name named after a saint, you can foster a devotion to St. Anne in this case. It's not too late to make those relationships. They love you. They want you to get to heaven. They want to help you. It's God's will that they help you. And you might be saying, I've been reading comments. I've been reading your questions. I can't get to everybody. I try to. People might be saying, watching this video, Gabriel, I have bigger problems. Not only do I not have a baby, I do not have a husband. I do not have a wife. I am going to make videos that help with these topics. I'm going to make videos on how to choose a good spouse, where to find a good spouse, what makes a good spouse. All too often, people get into relationships out of attraction, out of emotion, and then only after the fact do they ask the hard questions. Is this person good for me? Is this person gonna lead me to heaven? Is this person gonna be a good father? Is this person gonna be a good mother? Am I gonna be happy with this person for the rest of my life? Do we share the same values? Are we working from the same set of core beliefs? All very important questions. I'm gonna cover these topics and more at a later time. I want you to subscribe. I want you to click that notification button because I have other videos that I have already planned, high quality, amazing content, but I'm gonna mix in these relational videos in between them. So if you want those, you're gonna have to subscribe because it's not gonna be next. So in conclusion, if you have children, introduce them to the saints. If you're named after a saint, have a better relationship with that saint. They're far closer than you realize. And if you're about to have children, really pray and ask the Lord, Lord, what should I name my child? Is there a special mission? Is there somebody you want me to have emphasized in their life? Is there somebody special to me that I want to honor? All very important questions. Thank you for watching. God bless you. God love you. And be a saint.